Zach Hardacre is going to be kicking off. Leeds playing towards the open end stand here at Carnegie Headingley Stadium. Mr. Bentham all in black, just waiting. Gives Zach Hardacre in blue and amber, of course, the final nod, and the game is underway. 25 metres away from the line, Moore looks up, options both sides. He goes to his right, scoots up the middle of the field, gets away from Falloon, his opposite number, and into the 20, 15 metres from the line. It's back to Miller. Miller will go at the line, little short pass, easy as you like. Quality player from the Wakefield Wildcats there. Miller just went to the line, he stood up the Leeds defence, and then a beautiful weighted pass to his left-hand side, to his back rower, Matty Ashurst, who just walked through, not a hand was laid on him, and that's the first try of the game. 15 minutes in, it's Leeds nil, Wakefield 4. Matty Ashurst with the try.
Far too easy there for Wakefield. They got a roll on, they got some space. Again, I'm not sure if Cuthbertson is covering or not, but he couldn't get across into the gap. Miller, loads of time, loads of space, just picked his runner. So easy. And again, Leeds backpedalling. They've not looked comfortable really in this first 15 minutes of the game. Have been on the back foot. Driving by Scott Moore, he was pulled down, and just so easy for Miller. Time, space, not a glove laid on him, picked his runner into the hole. Thank you very much. I think Finn will convert this, and Wakefield have got the start they deserve.
Sixth and final one. This is where Leeds have had trouble. It's into the arms of Hardacre, who puts the kick in, probably the best one they've done. The ball's bouncing all over. Huge slice of luck for Moon there, and Leeds will be on the board. It wasn't the best kick, doesn't really matter, the result is the same, and it's a 4 points for Leeds Rhinos. Moon will be the beneficiary of a huge slice of luck as the ball just ricocheted off a Wakefield defender into his arms, nobody in front of him, and he will plonk the ball down behind the sticks. It's Leeds 4, Wakefield 6.
It was a nice kick in behind from Hardacre, but there was a stroke of luck. Sutcliffe ran in to go and get it. It ricocheted free, and Moon was on hand to pick the loose ball up and scamper to the post. And looked to me as though Leeds were running out of ideas yet again on the final set of six, but they've come up with the points. The rain is getting significantly worse, but I think again we need to credit this Wakefield cover defence. It's been absolutely magnificent for 10 solid minutes. Leeds have been camped in the Wakefield quarter. They couldn't come up with anything. Some wonderful individual tackles, particularly one from Liam Finn on Rob Burrow, but then on the last tackle, Hardacre's lovely little kick through just took a ricochet. Sutcliffe went to pick it up, it broke free, and Moon was on hand to just grab the ball, put it down by the side of the post, and it looked as though
I've just watched that, Phil. There's a really big argument that Liam Sutcliffe knocked that ball on. I really think Wakefield have had a huge... You can hear the Wakefield fans behind the sticks.
They've just seen the replay on the big screen. Yeah. It looks as though Sutcliffe may well have pushed that ball forward.
Yeah, onto Craig Hall. Sutcliffe from right in front adds the extras. What happened was, as you said, the kick was a decent one. I probably rate it off as not the best, but it wasn't a bad one, taking a second look at it. But the ball went... It was picked up by Sutcliffe, but it looked like then it went forward onto Craig Hall, and Wakefield are talking to the referee about it now. It looked like it went forward onto Craig Hall and then back into the hands of Moon, but you've got to play to the whistle, and Leeds right back into the game. Moore out of dummy half, points at the opposition, and Wakefield keep the ball alive, spinning it on that far side to Johnson. Johnson's got some space and he hits the afterburners. He's got Miller in support, he's trying to draw him, gets the pass away to Miller. Great player, Riesling is in support, he's screaming for the ball. Great feet from Jacob Miller, what a try from the Wildcats. And Johnson didn't score it this time, but he certainly created it. He's got absolute pace to burn, and he had support in the inside. Hanley will be a little bit disappointed with his effort, but put it down to the feet of Jacob Miller. That's a really, really confident quality try, that bit of quality we've been looking for, and it's come in the shape of Wakefield Wildcats with Miller with the try. It's Wakefield Wildcats 14, Leeds 6.
And Miller started it and Miller finished it. Absolutely brilliant. The first time we've seen the ball move. Miller pushed it wide. Briscoe came in to try and make the tackle, didn't it? Created the overlap, which meant Johnson was free on the outside. So quick. Put the ball back inside to Miller. Miller was covered by Handley coming across. Hardacre couldn't get to him either, but it was a beautiful step from Jacob Miller. That's a 70-metre try of pure quality. Ship the ball wide, bring the defence in, put your fast man on the outside, cause all sorts of consternation for the covering defence, and the guy who starts it finishes it. That was a classic rugby league try.
Sixth and final one, 25 metres away from the line. Hardacre will kick it to that far side and just hope about hope. The bounce is in their favour. It is in their favour, the ball. That was certainly tackled. Referee says no, it wasn't. And again, that's a huge slice of luck for me. looked like he was tackled on the floor, but the referee said play on again and looked like to have another look at it. Was he tackled before he got the ball away? What happened was the kick went up in the air and Wakefield said to the Leeds Rhinos, you can have it. When they did get it, they got the numbers on that right-hand side, and I'm not sure whether it was it Briscoe on that far side who finally got the ball down. Yes, it was Tom Briscoe. We said, was it a winning lead? It didn't last long. They're still going to be in front, but Leeds coming right back. It's Leeds 10, Wakefield 14, Briscoe with the try.
And probably the best play on the last tackle. Cuthbertson took the ball in. It was left to Hardacre to take it. He lobbed the ball up, went over into the corner. Wakefield, I honestly don't know why you would allow a ball to bounce. I know that the wind looks really odd at the moment. The corner flag's just blown down, so I think they just lost it in the breeze. It swirled around. I think bounced to Watkins. Watkins wasn't tackled.
No.
Flicked the ball up and Briscoe just got over in the corner. And Watkins did really well. Gathered the ball. He was on his back. He knew it would have been a double movement if he'd have made it. So he decided just to flick the ball up. There wasn't a Wakefield player touching him, so he definitely hadn't grounded the ball. Kept it alive. Flicked it out and Briscoe atones for coming in, for causing the try that Leeds conceded. He's now got one back.
Don't expect a kick from Leeds. Cuthbertson from dummy half picks up little inside pass to Airchurch with the footwork, and he finally gets over the line. Leeds Rhinos to level the scores up. Kick to come just to the right hand side of the post. Cuthbertson from dummy half ran across and popped the little pass inside to Mitch Airchurch, and he crashes over to level the scores. It's Leeds 10, Leeds 14, Wakefield 14.
Leeds needed it as well, but again, I think it's just weight of numbers. It was a wonderful break from Jones Buchanan. He went fully 20 metres, was just held up over the line, but Wakefield was shot, and Leeds, just clever ball management on the last tackle. Cuthbertson is playing like the standoff, and A. Church was just... he run a lovely diagonal angle, but he was just too big physically for the Wakefield defence to handle. Managed to keep his feet, put the ball down, just to the side of the post, so the should be an easy kick for Sutcliffe to put Leeds into the lead, and that Simbin in more than anything I think is going to prove crucial in this game. But we've said it before, we'll say it again, Tom Johnson is an absolute star of the future. If he stays injury free, Wakefield have got one of the most exciting young players around at the moment, and whether he's on the winning side or the losing side today, to save three tries in the manner he has and to set up one for Wakefield, he's earned every single penny this afternoon, and he's a wonderful talent. If he's playing near you soon, go and see him, he's brilliant.
Falloon at dummy half, he'll come to his left and he gets the pass away to Mullally. Mullally up against Scruton and Arona. He spins out the tackle and he's brought down. Do Leeds set up for one? Is that in Leeds' makeup this year? Do they have somebody who can do it? Burrow, a little scampering run. Hardacre would guess would be the man. Is he taking control of the situation? I'm not sure he is, as Cuthbertson goes to the left to Hardacre, and now Hardacre almost gets out of the Liam Finn tackle.
Here's the last.
Enough. Poor play
Sutcliffe.
From Leeds though.
No.
Down the short side.
What is Handley going to do with
it's
that ball?
No. Craig Hall, and Craig Hall's down the touchline. Craig Hall's got too much pace. Wakefield are going to win the game. Craig Hall is going to go 100 metres and he's going to score in the corner. That's the ball game. Crazy play from the Rhinos. You get what you deserve. You reap what you sow. Call it what you will. Poor game management from the Rhinos. Going for the six. Shocking play down the short side into the arms of Craig Hall, and he sprints 100 metres down the touchline to win the game for Wakefield. Wow, wow. Crazy from the Rhinos. Chris Chester will not believe his luck, Phil.
Well, what we've said is Leeds' last tackle plays have been absolutely appalling all afternoon and for most of the season. What was Bo Falloon doing then? Last tackle, and Leeds are setting up for a drop goal in front of the post. Sutcliffe will look like the man that was most likely to go for it. Falloon goes on the blind side, doesn't tell anybody. There's nobody there other than Ash Handley. Throws him a ball at his shoulder. The ball goes to ground. Hall picks up and goes, thank you very much, towards the Wakefield fans. 90 metres down the touchline. The only man chasing him is Anthony Mullally. He was never going to catch him. Callum Watkins sprints over from the other side as the rain starts to pour down, and all Hall can see are the Wakefield fans beckoning him to the line. Takes it in at the corner. Liam Finn's going to have a conversion attempt from touchline, but I don't think it really matters at this stage. The clock's virtually wound down to nothing. But what a dumb play on the last tackle from Bo Falloon, and that's cost Leeds at least 1 point and possibly two.
Burrow thinks about the kick. It's bouncing round. Jones Bishop's there to knock it dead. That is going to be the end of the game. 3 seconds left on the clock. 2-1. Here goes the hooter, and Wakefield thoroughly deserve their victory here at Headingley. Boos ring out from the Leeds faithful. You reap what you sow, Phil. You reap what you sow, and Leeds game management has been very, very poor this afternoon.
Yeah, and Wakefield's goal line defence has been magnificent. In Tom Johnson, they've got the star of the game, who's pulled off three absolutely wonderful tackles to give them the chance to even be in the game. They've survived five sets of six on their own line in the first half, a sin binning in the second. There is some real spirit around this Wakefield team, and Leeds are now in danger not only of not hitting the top four, they're going to struggle to get in the top eight at this rate.